welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's good to see Sandy has made it in.
Yeah, that was quite a traffic jam. You'd figure in the freeway out in Waukesha, there wouldn't be that kind of dead stop, but that's what we had.
Yeah, and so it's good to see you. Let's go back to the phones. What's the gentleman's name again?
Robert from West Dallas.
All right, Robert from West Dallas. Robert, you were explaining why rural areas have switched to Republicans.
Yeah, so we already went through some of those other topics, but look at the CRT debate. It's where I was. Look at how poorly they've done on messaging. So someone takes what it is out of context and labels anything that's objectionable to them, facts and history, things that really happen. And instead of having a debate like after George Floyd of, well, maybe it's not a good thing if police shoot unarmed people in the back, right? Instead of having that debate, the debate they want to have is, no, the problem is the teachers, right? That, these kids are being exposed to all of this stuff that's making them feel bad. So, I mean, it's just a lot of window dressing. So the Democratic debate, the response should have been, no, you guys are doing this because you don't want systematic change. Instead, their response was, well, it's not CRT. That's a legal thing or a graduate thing. They should have instead called it out for what it was. They basically were trying to do smoke and mirrors, so they didn't actually have to do any reform or address any of the fundamental issues of policing. And that was their mechanism to do that. Instead, you have all of these parents whipped up into a frenzy, acting belligerent at school board meetings because they've been misinformed on what the topic is. And the messaging on the other side has been so pathetic, they've won the debate. Everyone thinks CRT is a bad thing, and it's about making white children feel bad about who they are rather than what they're trying to do.
Hey, my friend, thank you very much, as always. Great
thank
stuff.
You.
Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, I think you're right on about the messaging. I think the Democratic Party has both missed the boat on how it describes what it's interested in, but maybe also missed the boat on what it's been pursuing. And I think it started most clearly in the Hillary Clinton campaign when it became so very clear that the campaign was very urban specific. Barack Obama tried very hard to make sure that he was focused on things beyond city issues. He focused on some poverty areas in the Appalachians and other areas of the country. And I think the Democratic Party became so focused on what it viewed as its sweet spot, which was cities, that the rural population felt that the party had given up on it, and maybe it sort of did. And then furthermore, I think the party's been very bad at dealing with how it talks about issues. And I would agree with you that allowing CRT, number one, to be called critical race theory and to talk about it in that regard was to lose the discussion right out of the chute. And the Republican Party is remarkably good at messaging, spelled with a P that sounds like propaganda. But, they're remarkably good at having five or six issues that they talk about over and over again and changing the country's mood. I mean, they took police violence and turned it into a revolution of school boards and local school board elections, which were all about supposedly critical race theory, which was designed as a deflected story to deflect from violence in the city and police violence.
Let's go to Bill from McConnell, Milwaukee. Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you so much for what you do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you so much for what you do. Anyhow, here's the problem. Fox is just a sea of misinformation because a caller before me talked about it. But here's how we deal with them. We take Fox head on. I've been on with Hannity. Crute's been on Fox. We got to get people to go to Fox and take them head on. They're nothing but misinformation. Hundreds of thousands of people have died because of their misinformation. Hundreds of thousands of people have bought into that Stop the Steal crap when even the judges said there's nothing there. People buy into it. And the reason the rural people buy into it, they're not as, I believe they're not they don't have the social culture that, say, an urban person has. So they're not, you know, they're not conversing with people. They're not learning. Plus, in Wisconsin, our real rural culture is a very poor culture. Very poor, very uneducated, very fearful, very...
Let me cut you off a minute.
I think
the way you're verbalizing this is one of the problems that the liberals and the Democratic Party might have, in that people verbalize a problem between city and rural folk the way you just did. To describe the rural population as maybe less educated,
misinformed,
less sophisticated, unlearned, that's not really even true of the rural population of Wisconsin. I just think that they believe they're addressing a different set of concerns than the urban population, and they might have a different form of anger that drives them into the arms of people who stroke them and nurture their anger. But I think we have to be careful when we describe the various populations. Hillary Clinton ran into a real problem when she described people
as deplorables,
which you're not describing them as deplorables, but I think what you're describing is maybe equally insulting.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with me. I look to people like you and Earl to correct me, and I mean it, because I look up to both of you guys.
Well, thank
but
you.
But I do try and educate people that are leaning to the right, and my motto is educate, don't alienate. So maybe listening to you more, you're going to help me get a format that I can discuss with people without...
Hey Bill, we know what kind of guy you are. You're a good guy, man. Thank you very much for the call. But you know, Sandy, does the rural population believe that Republicans somehow are going to be the answer to what ails them? Because I would then go and say, well, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Republicans were in control of all of those things, and did they answer the issues
that
the rural population had to deal with?
I think maybe the rural population got to feel so alienated and so angry that they were making their decisions more along the lines of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And when Donald Trump decided to take on the establishment, and to take on the urban psychology directly, he became a champion of their view of things, which was that the urban psychology was abandoning them and leaving them adrift, and basically blaming them on the fact that they were being ignored and the suffering they were experiencing. They were doing it alone.
But Sandy, how do you then turn that around? As I said, Bill Clinton won 1,117 counties. Barack Obama, 455 Republican counties. And Joe Biden, 194. How are you going to turn that around?
Well, I think that there have been some articles recently, in fact, this weekend, looking at the Wisconsin so-called gerrymandering problem. And obviously we do have gerrymandering, where we've got a 50-50 statewide political split between Democrats and Republicans, pretty much. And we've got a state assembly that's going to be 63 or 64 out of 100 Republicans. But a lot of that problem relates to the urban-rural split and the fact that the blue vote, the Democratic vote, is so highly concentrated in urban areas in a tight geographic area, such that you end up with overwhelmingly Democratic districts that then basically hand over to a bunch of other districts Republican control. I think the Democratic Party has to do a better job of realizing that these rural folk have plenty of issues to be addressed, which would be more properly addressed, not by the Republican Party, but by the Democratic Party.
Let's go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy Williams is Mondays here. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.